Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Lairs, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Georgia Bulldogs, the national champions this past season. So if you enjoy this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for our shows on Instagram, at 100 Football. We have a brand new LinkedIn page as well if you want to connect with us professionally. And our amazing podcast, people anywhere listen to podcasts, with over 900 episodes and counting each and every single day. You can listen to the audio versions of our shows, team previews, history specials, draft prospects, old games with the history and that, players, coaches, scouts, anything and everything football related, though, we got it over there. So please go over there and check us out. But let's get into it, this Georgia Bulldogs team preview. We're going to look at the schedule. We're going to talk for who else I got, the personnel, and where I think they can end up once again this upcoming 2022 season. Let's get into it. Obviously, we know they have lost a large amount of players, 15 overall, I believe, in total in the 2022 draft. A lot of good players went in the first round, a lot of them overall, so you're going to have to pretty much get a brand new team for the most part this upcoming year, specifically on defense. But let's talk about their schedule, how they can do, and what I think the record could potentially be. Week one against Oregon. They have not played Oregon in quite some time. The last time they played was in 1977, September 10th, to be precise. And this game also means a little bit because Dan Lanning, the former defensive coordinator and outside linebackers coach for Georgia for the past couple of seasons, he's the new head coach. So already week one, a hot battle here. And, you know, I might give this one to the new guys. I might give this one to Oregon, just as a shock to the world, right? I always say week one, you never know what to expect. So I'm going to go with Oregon getting the win in this one, week one. But then week two, they got Samford at home, and I think that's got to be a win. If not, then oh boy. So yeah, 1-1 on the season. Week three, South Carolina on the road. And that's a win there, too. South Carolina is a good program. They're just not quite to the level of Georgia yet. So 2-1. Then they got Kent State. That's a win. That is 4-1 on the season. Or excuse me. Yeah, 3-1 on the season. Then Missouri, I think that's going to be a win. 4-1. Auburn is going to be tough, but I think that Georgia can get past it. So 5-1. Vanderbilt, I think that should be an easy win. That's 6-1 right there. Vanderbilt's a pretty decent program, but like I said, they're just not at the level yet, so 6-1. Florida could be tough. They're going to be in Jacksonville. So, I mean, I still think Georgia can get the win in this one, so that's 7-1 overall. Tennessee, once again, they're on the rise too, but I just don't think they're quite there yet. So that's 8-1. Then we go to Mississippi State. That's another win, I think. That's 9-1. Kentucky, they had a good schedule last year, but I think Georgia can still beat them. 10-1 overall is the record. And then Georgia Tech, good old-fashioned hate, right? On November 26th, I think they win that one out again for 11-1 on the season. So a little bit tough, right? Got some games that are kind of toss-ups specifically. The Tennessee game, the Florida game, Auburn. Also, you could throw, you know, maybe Tech in there. They sometimes get a win every so often. But I wholeheartedly expect Georgia to be back in at least the SEC championship, if not the college football playoffs as a top four team, because you can get in with one win, or excuse me, with one loss. And I, like I said, I think Oregon could give them a good run for their money. There's a few other teams in there. They do have a relatively easy schedule. But it might be, you know, it might be a repeat of last year. They might have to face Alabama in the SEC championship game. We all know how that went last year. You know, Georgia took the loss in that one, and then they end up winning the national championship overall against them. So it's not how it is in that that SEC game. It's about the one at the end. But going to be a tough schedule. In a few of those games, specifically mostly the SEC opponents. Carolina's just not there yet. Missouri also just not there. Auburn could maybe. Vanderbilt could be kind of interesting. But, you know, I think it's just going to be another pretty solid win for a pretty solid season for Coach Kirby and company, Stetson Bennett. But the thing I'm most interested in, how's this defense going to do? Who's going to be on defense? I mean, you lost a ton of guys. You lost the Jordan Davises. You lost the Walkers. Trayvon Walker, number one overall pick. You know, I mean, you lost so many guys. You lost your corners, lost your safeties, lost your linebackers, defensive line. There wasn't anyone, any core that you didn't lose. So it's going to be super interesting, I think. And also, can they rebuild that defensive line, like I said, with Jordan Davis and everyone gone? Then can you get Stetson Bennett and that offense back on track for this upcoming year? Because the defense really saved them a lot last year. I'm not saying their offense was bad by any means, but the defense was obviously the star of the show. So with a lot of your talent gone, who can step up? Who can be the next big crop of guys? But I think with just the schedule Georgia has, they're going to breeze through the season. And I think, like I said, I think with coming off of a big victory, the biggest victory of your life, winning the national championship, I think Coach Kirby Smart is going to be more confident than ever this upcoming year. So I expect great things from Georgia this upcoming year. SEC championship at minimum, but I do wholly expect them to be one of the top four teams in the country when it is all said and done. And we'll see, man. We'll see if they can get back to that national championship. If not, I still expect great things from them this upcoming 2022 season. Please drop a comment. What do you think the Bulldogs will do this year? Who is going to be their MVP for the team? How will their defense stack up this year against the other ones in the SEC and in college football? We would love to hear it in the comments. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Once again, check us out on Facebook, on YouTube. We go live each and every single week. Check out the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or really from the podcast. Amazing content, draft specials, history specials, interviews with legends of the game, talking scouts, players, coaches, et cetera, you name it, because everything football related you can find on our channel, every team, mostly every player. We're trying to get all the players, and we're going heavy with college football starting in September. So about what? It's June now, just now June, July, August. So we got about 3 months now, about 3 months until college football kicks off. And here we are already doing some team previews, guys. So stay tuned. We will get to your team. And like I said, I've been your host today, Logan Lance. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll talk to you again on another episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.